因为我他刚中文写的。上个礼拜从这里出去讲完信息出去以后，我心里想，我已经讲了六次信息了哈。这个题目是道成肉身系列，是吧？
So since last week, I stepped out from this segregation that I realized I've been teaching this series of incarnation for six times.
我以为大概六次可以了，讲一个系列讲六次嘛，讲这个道成肉身啊。我认为可以了，但是走到一半，走到还没有出这个会堂的时候，忽然我听见有个声音就说：“立志做安静人。”
At first, I thought for a series of incarnations, six sermons should be well enough for our listeners. But even before I went out of this segregation hall, then I heard a voice saying there could be another topic.It's about to be a quiet person.
我记得在这个系列里面，我常常说一件事情：我们属灵生命的开始，这个基础就是了解到基督耶稣在我的里面。
So during this series of sermons, I've been keeping saying that the start of our spiritual life is to realize that Jesus lives inside us.
Yeah, 那我们怎么知道耶稣在我们里面呢？常常你会听见圣灵说话。
But how do we know that Jesus lives inside us? It's by hearing the Spirit talking.
除了第一次我信主的时候，忽然听见主对我说话。
Except that the first time that I heard the Lord speaking when I was first converted.
那时我真大吃一惊，哎呦，神会说话的。
I was shocked at that time that the Lord speaks.
我就说刚刚信主，耶稣住在我的里面啊！我唱着诗歌说：“自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心啊！”这个喜乐潮溢我魂，如浪涛之滚滚，唱得很高兴。
So when I first believed, I sang the hymn like the Jesus lives inside me and I'm full of joy.
那时我跟这些一些年轻人做见证，我信主了啊！他们的回答说：“哎呀，我们为你祷告好久了。”
And I made my testimony among young people, and they replied that they've been praying for me for a long time.
我就忽然听见里面有个声音说，我也听了你的祷告。
And I suddenly realized there's a sound inside me, there's a voice inside me saying, I've heard your prayer as well.
当时我非常震惊，我心里想，谁对我说话呀？
I was so shocked, thinking, who's speaking to me?
那个声音那么真实，那么自然。我以为是有人在我耳朵旁边说话。
The sound was natural and real. Looks like somebody just speaks by my ear.
但是我立刻明白，那不是外面的声音，是里面有声音对我说，我也听了你的祷告。
But I realized very soon that it was not from outside, but from my inner self that there's this voice saying, I've heard your prayer.
我可以说我很幸运，因为我得救信主的第一天就听见神对我说话。
I can say that I'm lucky that I hear God speaking on the very first day I believed Him.
所以从此以后，再有声音对我说话的时候，我不是很惊奇，去外面找谁说话，谁在哪里，不是这样子。
Since then, I wasn't so shocked when I heard a voice looking around to seek who was speaking.
我就会安静下来，等一等，有人要跟我说话，神要对我说话，你要说什么呢？
I'm going to be quiet and waiting for a period, waiting for God to speak and thinking about what He's going to speak.
那我必须也跟你们承认，我不是每天都这么小心的。有时候忙得不得了，玩得很开心的时候，忘记了。有时候神对我说话，我也听不见。
And I have to confess that I'm not cautious every day. Sometimes I'm busy or I'm playing very joyfully. I'm forgetting that, and I couldn't hear God speaking.
但是我知道一件，神可以借着我们独处的时候对我们说话。
But I know one thing that God could speak to us when we are alone.
可以在人群中间也对我们说话，对我单独一个人说话。
And He can also speak to me myself only among a group of people.
可以在我祷告的时候对我说话。
And He can speak to me when I'm praying.
可以在我读圣经的时候对我说话。
He can speak to me when I'm reading the Bible.
可以，我一面读圣经，一面参考资料的时候，一面神对我说话。
And He can also speak when I'm reading the Bible and looking for the resources.
尤其是我看见很多圣经的解释，很多不同的人解释不一样情形，忽然有一个感觉说，这是我要找的答案。
especially when I'm looking them on different commentaries, and for a moment I realize this is the answer I'm looking for.
我知道神是针对我们个人说话，而不是空泛的讲一篇信息，不是的。
I know that God speaks to me specifically to me, not very blankly.
也可以跟弟兄姊妹们在分享的时候，忽然对方一句话进到我的心里，我觉得今天神借着他对我说话了。
And it can also happen that some words come from brothers and sisters when we have the fellowship, and I realize this is God speaking to me.
当然也可以在我们听到的时候，有一句话打中我们的心。
And it also happened that during the sermon.One sentence comes to touch me.
但是更重要的是，当我们听见神对我们说话的时候，我们怎么态度
？But more importantly, what's our attitude when we hear God speaking?
上次我讲了撒母耳的例子，是吧
？Last time I used Samuel as example.
神对他说：“撒母耳，撒母耳。”撒母耳就最后终于明白说：“我在这里，仆人在这里，请静听。
”God is speaking to Samuel.Samuel, and finally he realized it was God speaking, and he replied, My Lord, please speak, your servant is here.
所以我希望每一位弟兄姊妹们都有这样的经历，神对我说话了。
So I'm hoping that all of us brethren will have this mind when God speaks.
很多时候我们不太能分辨，我以为我读了圣经，我心里得了安慰，所以我心里好过来了，就不难过了。
Sometimes we're not sure.I'm just reading the Bible and feel some comfort, and I'm not feeling that sad anymore.
但是你需要分辨是哪一句话真正打动你的心，那是圣灵对你直接说的话。
But you need to discern which sentence, which word really touches you, and that is the Spirit speaking.
我也可以告诉大家我的经验，当这样说过话之后，那节经文在我的脑子里怎么也忘不掉了。
In such a way of talking, that verse will be.Melted into my mind, and I'll never forget it.
反过来说，又有一种情形，诗篇里面告诉我们说，要少年用什么洁净他的行为呢？就是要遵循，就把他的话藏在心里。
So, on the contrary, in the Psalms, it's there's one verse saying, "How can a young man cleanse his heart? It's by hide God's word in his."
所以你知道要把神的话先藏在心里，所以有一天，结果有一天，神就这些藏在你心里的话对你说话了。
So you know that first you need to hide God's word, the scripture, into your heart, and one day in the future you realize God speaks to you.
那现在有 AI 很好解释了。
It's kind of easy to explain when we have AI now.
甚至 AI 都能因为我们有不同很多的大量的模式，它也懂得你在讲什么，好像训练狗一样。
AI understands different style of talking, just like training a dog.
当然，神更伟大，他创造语言。我们需要把自己当作狗这样被训练，把神的话先藏在心里，所以神说话我们就懂了。
Well, God is greater, and we'll kind of like dog and hide God's word in our heart, into our heart.
我希望你们不是犹太人，我说是狗，大家生气了。很多人喜欢动物，狗是好东西，是我们的宠物，是吧？所以你这样想啊，你怎么训练你的狗？你现在对它讲，对它对它讲，它就会懂。啊？OK， 不需要 translate。我就跟你讲个故事。我们有个朋友，他的狗真的很精啊。
Okay, I'm gonna give you a story. I have a friend who has a dog, and the dog is very cute.
真的，狗也有名字，这个、狗叫做 Ben 啊 ，Ben。
The dog has a name.
B E N、
Ben.
啊，所以中文你打 B E N 出来就是笨 ，OK。
And in Chinese, that three letters spells as stupid.
所以这个狗的名字叫笨笨 ，OK， 其实一点不笨。
So the name of the dog sounds like a stupid.
它真的很精，我见过这个小狗，真的很精。平常说就是看着你，注意看你不没有声音的。
But he's really clever, so clever that he's just looking at you and not.
有时候他的主人要出去了 ，OK， 就把他交给人家看。
Sometimes the owner goes out and he's just sent to the neighbors to look after.
这个看狗的人，他的朋友说，他跟他讲，哎呀，你的狗好乖。
The sitter just told him that your dog is so nice.
你知道这个狗多笨的，多聪明啊
！Do you know how clever he is?
等到没有人的时候，他就用一种特别的声音，很哀怨的对他主人说：“好像我在人家里受了多少委屈。”
When there's nobody around, he's going to use some melancholous sound, showing some kind of complaint.
如果你养过狗，你知道我在讲什么啊？
You know what I mean if you ever breed a dog.
所以我说，我们如果要听得懂神说话，我们需要像狗一样被训练，听惯了才行。
So I'm saying, if you really understand what God speaks, you should be like dog.
神怎么训练？用他的话来训练我们。
And how does God train us by His Scripture?
圣经就是神的话。当你把神的话藏在心里，有一天神要对你说话。
The Bible is His Word, and when you hide His Word into your heart,
再回到我们开始的主题。一个人属灵生命的起点就在于听见神说话，进入与神的交通，和他同在同住，跟他联合。
So the start of our spiritual life starts from knowing Jesus lives in you and hearing His word and be with His presence.
那天上个礼拜我出去的时候，主说讲这篇信息，立志做安静人。
Last week, when I stepped out of this congregation, I heard God, Lord, said to me.
我知道这节圣经出在哪里，圣经里面不多啊，主要是帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十一节，还有后书三章十二节是。
I know where this topic comes from the Bible. It's not very common. It's only from the First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 11 and the Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 12.
当时我就说，主，这句话能讲一篇信息吗？
And then I asked, Lord, can this word become a sermon?
你知道，神就不说话了。
And you know God was silent.
那是什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
他要我自己搞清楚。
He wanted me to figure out.
所以我就没有办法，对不对？所以说你讲这篇信息，然后说怎么回事，没东西可讲，你自己搞清楚。
So I was kind of like directionless.
所以神也很有个性的哈，你有时候跟他讲话，他不告诉你说要你自己去弄清楚，那好吧，弄清楚吧。
God kind of has a character. Sometimes you talk to him, but he doesn't answer you, so you're gonna figure out something yourself.
我就回想我过去这讲这六篇信息有没有什么关联性。
So I just think back.
大家记得啊，我们回复一下，也是对这些青年人有帮助，因为我们知道前面讲的什么。第一篇我讲什么？讲道成肉身，对不对
？What was my first sermon, incarnation?
啊，道成肉身，这篇道成肉身的系列呢，起先我讲第一篇的时候不知道要讲第二篇，所以题目就是道成肉身。
When I first started this series of incarnation sermon, I didn't know my second topic, so the first.
所以我就说，道成肉身是耶稣基督他个人的经历，但是因为他的经历，我们成为可能什么？可能活出基督。
So I say that the incarnation was Jesus' personal experience, but through him, it is possible for us that we manifest his.
第二篇信息我就想，那怎么叫道成肉身呢？你看保罗说活着就是基督，死了就是义，所以他生死都不怕，无所谓。
And the second sermon I had was on Paul. He says, to live is for Jesus, and to die is gain. So he's not afraid of either living or death.
所以那篇信息我说保罗甘愿呢成为一个自由的奴隶，他本来是自由人，甘愿做奴隶。
See that sermon I said.Paul was willingly to become a slave.
而且我们说他生死两可，就一路在讲保罗。
And he's either he's fine either with living or dying.
然后说保罗是一个奉献的人，奉献是他一生的投资。
And he was a sacrificing person. Sacrificing is his lifetime's investment.
哎，我不知道今天这两天有人告诉我这两天很不平静啊？为什么我的股票大跌呀、啊？
In the past 2 days, I heard someone told me that it was not quite days that the stock market was shrinking.
Yeah, 钱多的人丢的多一点，钱少的人丢的少一点。
The more you had, the more you lost, and vice versa.
我不是在讲股票哈，也不是谈政治，但是我说我们一生投资的事情总会有亏有赚，对不对
？I'm not talking about either stock market or politics, but I'm saying that.The investment in our life will definitely have either gain or loss.
只有一样投资永远不亏的。
There's only one investment that will never lose.
投资你的一生，投资在耶稣基督身上。
invest your life, your whole life, onto Jesus.
因为投资代表你的价值观。
Because the investment represents your value.
当我们投资在耶稣基督身上，就是奉献给主的时候，我们的价值观已经定下来了。
When we invest on Him, which is we sacrifice ourselves onto Him, our value was thus fixed.
这些都是比较大的题目啊，就是说，我们跟随主，从大处着眼，小处着手。
These are just very general topics, like we are following Jesus, we look onto Him, and we start doing our work, starting from small places.
所以过去两次我们讲了一些比较细节、比较注意小的地方开始，怎么开始
？The last two times we started from some small stuff, like some details, like where do we start?
我讲了一次叫做不要自夸。若是要夸口，指着主夸口，对不对
？I have one sermon that don't boast yourself. If you really need to boast, boast towards God.
因为天然生命总有一样东西对付不了的，就是我们喜欢以自己为中心。
Because our natural life, there is one thing that is hard to defeat, which is egocentric.
因为以自己为中心，所以免不了自夸。
Because we are egocentric,
夸口是人的天性。
To boast.It's one's nature.
所以我们需要知道，神要改变我们的时候，需要禁止我们的口。若是夸口，指着耶稣基督夸口。
So we should know that when God wants to change us, we should be quiet. And when we
那上次我们讲
we boast towards God.
上一次信息我们讲效法基督，是不是
？And last time we talked about following Christ.
保罗说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
”And Paul said, "You should follow me just as I follow Jesus."
这一位保罗是教导我们怎么样可以活出我活的就是基督，死了就有益处的人。
And this is how Paul teaches us that when I'm living, I'm Christ. When I'm dying, it's gain.
大家都知道保罗是个了不起的使徒。
We all know that Paul is a great apostle.
但他在哥林多教会的面前，他竟然那样的谦卑说：“除了神借着我手所做的什么事情，我什么都不敢说。
”But in the face of Corinthian church, he was so humble, saying that except for what God has done to me, I'm not saying anything.
尤其你知道哥林多教会是个很难相处的教会。
Especially you know that Corinthian church is a really, it's a church that's really hard to come, get along with.
他们教会中间很多人都认为自己很了不起。
A lot of people there think they are great themselves.
所以保罗必须跟他们讲。你们哪一样不是领受的？都是神给你们东西，有什么好夸口的
？So Paul has to teach them that is there anything that is not from God that's onto you? There's nothing you can boast.
一方面他带着神的权柄说这样的话。
On one side, he spoke like this with God's authority.
对，另外一方面讲到他自己的时候，他就不夸口。
On the other side, when he talks about himself, he's not boasting.
他说：“如果必须自夸的话，就夸我的软弱好了。”
He said, "If I really have to self-boast, then I'll gonna talk about my weaknesses."
其实他讲的是三重天的经历，神把他带到天上的天之外，看见很多的事情，有隐秘不可说的话。
What he was talking about was actually the three layers of heaven he was brought onto by the God.
他说什么？他说因为神给我的启示太大，所以下来从天上下来以后，神给我一个刺放在身上，叫我不能够夸自己。
He said because the revelation was so great, so mysterious that there is a thorn on me.
上次讲完效法基督，讲到保罗之后，我就说。有一个人受了保罗的影响啊，其实不止一个人，一连串的人，从保罗开始啊，到了奥古斯丁，到了圣法兰西斯的到圣法兰西斯。
So last time when I talk about the Paul, so afterwards there are a series of people who was influenced by him all the way through Saint Augustus and Augustine and Saint Francis.
Yeah, 一直到了后来十四世纪出来一个人叫做 Thomas Kempis 写了一本书叫做《效法基督》。
All the way to the 14th century when there was a person called Thomas, Kempis.
他根据保罗，根据奥古斯丁，从前他们所讲的，他把他写出一本书，讲到我们里面的生命怎么学习像基督。
He wrote a book following Paul and Jesus. It's called Talking About the Inner Life and How We Could Imitate Jesus.
他最基本的基础的理念就是说，当我们从外面的世界不效法外面的世界，就开始里面会效法基督了。
the very basic fundamentals in this book was that when we stop following the outside world, we start following Jesus inside.
我记得上次我们读的经文叫你们要效法我，像我效法基督。另外一段经文是读怎么呢？
The last time I remember, we read the verse that is, "You should follow me as I follow Christ." What was the other one?
另外一句话就是不要效法这个世界。
The other one is, "Do not follow the world."
啊，大家都现在人都是效法世界，什么要追逐什么，追逐风尚，是不是？
Our modern people are following the world like they are chasing after the fashion.
啊，今天有什么时尚，明天有什么时尚，包包又换了，样子又换了，什么牌子 名牌出现不止一种啊，是不是？
They're looking for different bags, different fashion, different luxuries.
Yeah, 你知道我的孩子长大的时候，我发现一件事奇怪，从前我们这个衣服的牌子都是放在里面的，怎么现在都放在外面了？
You know, during my childGrowing up, I really realized a strange thing that in our times, the tag of the clothes was inside the clothes, but now it's all put outside.
我就不懂，我女儿笑我说：“爸爸，你真土。”
I couldn't understand, and my daughter laughed at me.
不过想想，我也有领袖，这是什么什么领导风骚的时候，我也有走在时代尖端的时候。
But I thought for a second that I was once walking at theon the edge of the time.
你知道我进了大学的时候，我刚刚考上大学，第一学期进去的时候。
You know, when I first got into the university.
我爸爸跟我说，哎，儿子，你现在长大了，进大学了，我把我的旧西装给你穿，你可以穿着西装上学。
My dad told me that, okay, son, you're grown up, you're going to college, and I'm going to hand over my old suit to you, so you can wear that to your college.
我不知道我爸爸怎么想的。
I don't know how my father was
thinking. 他的个子比我矮。
He was shorter than me.
手脚比我短。
And the limbs are shorter.
所以我穿他的西装都到这里，手是露在外面的。
So when I wore his suit, my hand
was outside. 啊，那裤子呢？裤子呢？就穿到这里。啊，穿到这里露出袜子来。
And the pants can't cover my sock.
也许他那个时候啊，大学生是可以都穿西装上学的。
Maybe at his age, the college students are coming with suits.
可是我们那个时候都没有人穿西装上大学的。
But my ages, during my ages,
大学一年级就看见这么有个人，天天骑个脚踏车，破脚踏车，裤脚嘛短短的，袜子露在外面，穿着西装来上学了。
And in my freshman year, there was only one guy who was wearing the.
很快他们都认识我了。
And soon they knew me.
好在我读的系呢，怪人很多，不要紧。
It's lucky that there are so many strange people in my.
我说这话什么意思啊？因为我出很多汗，所以我的脚总是穿白袜子。
I'm saying this because I'm sweating a lot and wearing a white sock.
一直养成穿白袜子的习惯。
I'm having a habit of wearing a white sock.
我说是引领风骚是什么？就是那个时候还没有人穿白袜子、穿西装、穿球鞋这么打扮的。
I'm just saying that during my time, there was nobody really wearing those white socks and shoes.
现在这个穿球鞋、白袜子、AB 裤，那很普通，是不是？
But now it seems very common to wear white socks.
所以我说我曾经引领风骚。
So I say that I once was at the top of the fashion on the edge.
弟兄们，我告诉你，一点不是故意要引领风骚。
And brethren, very honestly, I wasn't intentionally did this.
你如果引领风骚，你效法这个世界，就不可能效法基督。
If you really want to lead this kind of fashion,
还不是在外面穿什么衣服、做什么事情，不是，而是你生命的形象是什么。
It's not really your outside wearing your garments, but your image of your life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我刚才说大处着眼，小处着手，从小地方开始学习。
So when we look at the big picture, we start from small details.
所以上个礼拜我记得我讲效法基督的时候，花了差不多十分钟的时候，十分钟可能有十五分钟，把这个效法基督这本书里面 Thomas Kemp 讲了很多有名的话引出来给你们看。
So I remember last time I spent about 10 to 15 minutes quoting Thomas' words from his book, Imitating Jesus.
我不晓得你们听完这篇信息之后有没有上网去查查看这个 Thomas Kempis 这个效法基督这本书，无论是中文的，无论英文，到底里面讲什么，有没有去查查看？
I'm not sure if any one of you who search online, whether Chinese or English, the book by Thomas Kempis.
我知道还有电子版的书，你可以 download， 花几块，两块钱一块多钱，忘记了一块九毛九还多少钱，可以看整本看，好看得很。
I know that there's an electronic version that you can download for maybe $1 or $2.
你就看见他讲的都是非常非常实际的话。
You'll see that what he wrote was very practical words.
这个叫他是讲的里面的生命，内在的生命。他用的名字叫 interior life。
So he was talking about interior life.
那当然，这也是大概从法文翻成英文的吧？啊，我们中文翻作内在的生命。
It's Chinese translating into the
inner life. Yeah， 翻作现在普通一点翻作 inner life， 简单一点啊 ，inner life。当然，有些人花了很多时间研究到底 inner life 什么东西。
Of course, I spent lots of time on studying what's the inner life.
因为我们说的人有灵、有魂、有身体，对不对
？We are saying that people have soul, the psyche, and the body.
那当然，外面的身体大家都知道，就这个身体是吧？要吃要喝要睡是吧
？The outer body we know is the flesh body.
那里面的生命是什么？看不见呢，对不对？魂在哪里啊？灵在哪里？看不见的，是不是？
The inner life is something that we can't see, right?
那什么是里面的生命呢
？So then, what is the inner life?
啊，是不是指那的灵，还有什么感情、思想、意志这些东西呢
？Is it referring to the soul, the mind?
那我们的问题，学问是什么呢？学问是什么呢？是里面的还是外面的呢
？And we asked knowledge. What is knowledge? Is it inside or outside?
因为 Campbell 讲了一句话，他说不要太注重你的学识。
Because Campbell said one thing that is not paid to.
那显然学识不是内在生命了。
So apparently the knowledge is not in.
所以很多的问题，到底感情、思想、意识，到底我的理智，到底我的决断，什么是什么里面的生命，他也没太详细讲。
So there are many things like my emotion, my mind, my reason, are they my inner life? And he doesn't seem to.
但是他开创了一个局面，叫人注意到有一样东西，当你信了耶稣之后，在你里面开始有不同了。
But he opens the gate that when you believe in Jesus, there's some difference inside you.
我记得上次我讲了一句，其实我知道为什么主要我今天讲要安静。
I remember saying one thing that I know why the Lord wants me to talk about being quiet.
因为上次我讲这篇信息的时候，我自己也受感动的一点就是这个。他说你要亲近神。
Because this is the point where I was touched during last sermon.
你要学会独处，就一个人。
You need to learn how to be alone.
你要安静。
You need to be quiet.
不要很毛躁。
Don't be hustle and bustle around.
还有你要思想。
And you need to think.
思想什么
？Think what?
思想生命。
Think about life.
思想死亡。
Think about death.
因为他说，当你明白你不是永远在地上的时候，不是永远活着的时候。
Because he says, when you realize you are not going to be dying on the earth, you are not going to be living on the earth.
很多的事情你就比较轻松容易放下。
And there are many things you'll be, it's going to be easier for you to release.
我想这个对老年人比较容易明白，年轻人还有很长日子要活，怎么能叫我放下呢
？I think it's kind of easy for the aged people, but for younger ones, Since I have so many days to go, how could it be easy to let go of these things?
几年以前我去看一个老朋友。
A few years ago, I went to visit an old friend.
这个老朋友都是我们一起长大的，年龄都差不多。
We grew up together, and we have about like.
那很不幸呢，她的男朋友给另外一个好朋友抢走了。
And unfortunately, her boyfriend was taken by her other.By other people.
这两个女孩子本来是很好的朋友，最好高中是最好的朋友。
And the two sisters were the best friend in their high school.
所以当然认识的人很多都是一样的，都是同样的认识，都认识的。
So they all knew each other.
那这个男孩子是我的很好朋友，他先追这个女孩子。
And the man was my friend, and he started to have a crush on her.
后来呢，他转过来追那个女孩子。
And he turned to another, lady.
这个女孩子，第一个女孩子就很生气。
And the first woman I'm talking about was so angry.
从此一下有了血海深仇。
That they have, sorry.
不共戴天之仇，你随便解释。Hatred, deep hatred.
Yeah, right. It's they have a deep hatred.
Okay, 后来他结婚了，他们结婚了，这个也嫁了人，结婚了，都各自有家庭。
And later, they married and they had their family.
不相来往。
There was no association.
有一天，这个女孩子，这个得胜者生了病了。
One day, the winner was sick.
他这个眼科医生啊。
He was an eye doctor.
他得了渐冻症，大家知道渐冻症吧
？Not sure. She got a very serious illness.
有个名字，就是慢慢，他的 faculty 都不能动，只是身体不能动。
It's an illness that you are gradually cannot move.
你知道这个第二个女孩子说什么
？Do you know what the second woman says?
她听说她病了。
She heard she was sick.
没有希望。
Hopeless,
快要死了。
About dying,
他说了一句话。
She said one thing.
他说好，从此以后我跟他中间一笔勾销。
And she says, okay, then we are all clear.
何必呢？值得吗？一直要到死都维持着不相来往，一直到听说对方要死才说，现在可以一笔勾销了，因为你反正要死了。
Why should it be like that? Why should they just wait until the other party is dying?To release all these things.
有这么深的仇恨吗？
There's such a great a hatred so great.
弟兄姊妹，这就是人。
Brethren, this is human.
所以当 Campus 告诉我们说 ，Thomas Campus 说要思想生跟死的时候，我的感触很深很深呢、啊。
So when I read Thomas Campus says to think about life and death.I was greatly touched.
不过说，从保罗开始讲里面的生命，一直到这么多年，保罗离我们现在2000多年了吧
？When he talks about the inner life from starting,
这么多人读了圣经，开始明白神造我们，我们有外面的人跟里面的人，外面的人虽然一天毁坏，天天毁坏，里面的人却一天新似一天。
We read from Paul that we have the outer and inner self.The outer self is deteriorating day by day, but the inner self is growing up.
我知道很多人都喜欢，江秀琴，很多人喜欢听于洪杰讲道。
I know there are many people like to listen to pastors.
你们知不知道他们两个有共同点
？Do you know they have some similarities?
他们两人都受了很深很深受了 Pearl Young 的影响。
They both were highly influenced by Pearl Young.
我一想到安静人，我就想到 Pearl Young， 荣耀秀。
I'm thinking about quiet person. I'm thinking about Pearl Young, praising God.
他给我的印象就是他这个真是一个安静的人。
He gave me an impression that he was so quiet a person.
为什么安静在神的面前
？Why it's a quietness before God?
你知道我年轻的时候，我也很喜欢动的，很好动，很好动，非常好动，没有一天不在家里，没有一天在家里的，天天出去玩的。
You know, when I was young, I was very gregarious. That I there was even not a single day I was staying at home. I was playing around.
上课完了以后，不是立刻回家。
I didn't go home directly after the.
先去打球。
Go playing.
啊，打篮球，在外面，在这个学校的操场打球。等到天已经黑了，看不见了。
Like basketball, I'm playing until.
还要一步，最后球投进去了，叫做关门球才回家。
I still want to throw a final ball before I.
就这样子，很好动，甚至有人怀疑我是多动儿。
I like playing these sports so.
其实小孩子都爱动，刚刚看那个孩子老老实实坐着没几个，对不对
？It was actually that all the children are like playing.
你别管他，小孩子就是活动力很强，他用不完的精力。
Just.Let them be. They just have their energy.
但是我大概是多动儿。
But I might be a little.
而且我很喜欢拆东西。
I really like breaking things.
哎，我读到高中课本啊，高中课本有一课，我们讲的林则徐，大家知道林则徐哈，就禁烟的那个，鸦片战争禁烟的那一个。
On my textbook, on my high school textbook, there is a figure who was went to extinguish the opium during the opium war period.
Yeah, 他说他就有我们课本里有的林则徐传，印象很深的。
We had a biography of him.
他说林则徐啊，是气过手则悔，不知道你们记不记得？但他是文言文哈，气过手则悔。
It says he was so angry.
意思就是说，什么东西，什么东西到他手里就拆掉了，就毁坏毁掉了。
It actually means
还有研究精神呢。
It actually means whatever comes to his hand is going to be dissected.
我家的东西都给我拆过。
My things in my home are all dissected by me.
最喜欢拆电器。
I really like do that to the electronics.
这个电器什么道理啊？研究研究啊。
What was the theory, the way behind it?
研究完了以后呢，就很高兴啊，原来这个道理。
And after I learned about it, I was so happy. Oh, this is the way.
那读完这课书以后，有一个同学过来讲。
And after reading this text, another classmate came to me saying.
他说你就像林则徐。
You're like him.
我说怎么了
？I say how.
气过手则悔，到你手里都完了。
Everything comes to you is.
你知道我做一件会最荒唐的事情。
You know, there's a very, sorry.
我希望你们没有人做这个事情。我们那时候教化学，老师告诉我们说，磷啊，这个不是钠 ，sodium， 这个 metallic sodium， 金属钠，见过没有
？When I was learning chemistry, once our teacher showed us the metallic sodium.
啊。这个我是老师的 favorite， 他我化学不错的，所以他说你去实验室跟那个老师申请拿一块钠给大家看一看什么样子。
So my teacher very likes me, so he asked me to go to the laboratory to apply for a sodium to show the classmates.
钠是很软的金属，像腐乳一样，泡在油里面的。
Sodium is so soft, and it's soaked in the oil.
我拿过来了，那老师就拿了一小块，挑了一点点，放在水里，噗，马上爆炸，烧火了。
I took the sodium and the teacher took a very tiny bit of it.
有没有人见过呢？没有啊。好了，他叫我交回去的时候
，When he asked me to return it，
我就切了一小块
，I took a tiny bit，
就包起来
，and save it down，
放在口袋里。
Put it in my pocket.
带回家。
Took it back home.
给我妈妈看。
To show my mom.
妈妈一看，哎呀，我妈妈是读化学的。
Mom, when mom looks at, she.
她说这是什么东西啊？她已经猜到的是金属钠。
When she looked at it, she was shocked and realized it could be the metallic sodium.
我说妈妈，你认识吗？这是金属钠。
I said to her, like, Mom, do you know?
我妈妈脸都变了。
Sodium. And she was.
往阴沟里一丢。
She was pale.
往阴沟里一丢 ，gutter， 呀，嘣，烧起来，阴沟都烧干了。我做这个事情，我会做这样的事情，所以你说我这么调皮。
Such a thing that I do.
我绝对不是安静的人。
If I'm naughty, I'm not.
但有一天，我听见主说。
But one day I heard.
也就是说，我读圣经的时候，读到雅各跟以扫的事情。
When I read in the Bible about Jacob,
那是我个人属灵生命刚刚开始懂得追求主，刚刚学习住在主的里面，刚刚学习读经祷告，不是为了讲道，而是为了我自己的生命。
That's when I first started my spiritual life, reading the Bible, pursuing God, not for sermoning, but for my personal growth.
大概二十二三岁的时候，二十四岁。
About like 22 to 24 years.
有一天，我读到创世纪第二十七章。
One day I read the Genesis 27.
就读到这句话。
Came across this.
以扫善于打猎，常在田野。
Esau was good at hunting and he's been in the field.
然后雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
But Jacob was quiet man, living in tents.
你知道很多时候属灵上的事情不是谁跟你解释，而是你一下子忽然领悟到。
You know that sometimes the spiritual matter is not some other people explaining to you, but you just realized.
大家都说神拣选雅各，神不要以扫，什么道理啊？以扫人很好嘛。
And people are saying that God elected Jacob but deserted Esau.
那雅各这么鬼诈，他的名字就叫抓，有什么好？为什么神拣选雅各，厌恶以扫
？So Jacob is deceptive. His name was to grab. So why does God only love Jacob but hate Esau?
你去找原因，一直找到马拉基书，旧约一直在讲这个缘故，找到马拉基书还没讲清楚，为什么？
When you try to search for the reason, you can find one even until the end of Malachi, the very last book.
我不是说我有更好的答案，但是我有不同的领会。
I'm not saying I have a better answer, but I have a different understanding.
我说雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里面。
I say that Jacob was a quiet man, always living in tents.
为什么
？Why？
有什么好处
？Is there a benefit？
我就用我们普通的话，他的心不野。
I'm just using our ancestor's word. His heart is not.
他不一定，他可能就是天然性情比较安静。
Maybe his nature is just a little quieter.
但是他是一个蒙恩的机会。
But that is a chance of being blessed.
你一天到晚在外面跑来跑去。
You.Play around all the day.
一天到晚忙忙碌碌做着不停的事情。
You're busy with works all the day.
你很少安静下来。
You seldom.
一个人在帐篷里面，在那里遇见神、亲近神、跟神交通，你很少机会。
Very seldom you live in the tent and to meet God there, living talking to Him.
这是以扫，这是以扫。
And that.
十住是一个外面的人。
It's always the outside.
当然，外面有好处。他的爸爸喜欢吃他做的美味，打猎来的好吃，野味很好吃。
Of course, there are some benefits that his hunting, his dad loves to eat.
雅各也不会打猎。
But Jacob doesn't know hunting.
但是因为他为人安静，常住在帐篷里面。
But because he is a quiet person living in the tents.
我个人这样相信，这是他蒙恩的原因。
I personally believe that this is the
神拣选他的原因，因为他找得到神，找不到以扫，找得到雅各。
Because God could find him, but God could not find Esau.
他可以跟雅各讲话，他没法跟以扫讲话。
He can speak to Jacob, but not to Esau.
所以弟兄姊妹，我那天读到这些经文的时候，我里面就暗暗的想，我不要再做以扫。
So when I came across this verse that day,
我希望我能够安静下来。
I thought silently that I don't want to be Esau. I hope that I can become quiet.
几十年来，我一直在学习安静，安静，安静。
Scores of years passed, I've been learning how to be quiet.
急躁的人，不安静的人常常讲错话。不安静的人常常讲错话。
Like this quiet person always speak wrong things.
那就是我，常常讲错话。
Always speaking wrong things.
一直要学习，一直说主啊，主啊，求你怜悯我，让我能够安静在你的面前。
And always need learning, always praying, Lord, please have mercy on me.
你必须知道对自己有相当的了解，不然你不会这样祷告。
You need to have enough understanding of yourself, otherwise you don't pray like this.
一生最难的事情就是认识自己。
The hardest thing among one's life.
哪怕你能够
himself.
很正确，很清楚，认识别人，你不认识自己。
Even if you know very correctly other people, you might not know yourself.
因为不知不觉，你衡量别人的尺跟衡量自己的尺是两套不一样的。
Because gradually you may use two rulers to measure yourself and other people.
除非你在神的光中才看见自己的本相，然后你说主啊，我真是没有救。
Unless you see through yourself, your nature under the God's light, saying, "I'm hopeless."
啊，今天来以前我还在查这个问题。我年轻时读过一本书，有一个牧师姓什么我忘记了，他写了一本书叫做《以撒在田间默想》，名字就叫《田间默想》。
Before I came here today, I was still thinking about this one. I remember I read a book years ago. It was his surname. I've forgotten, and the book was called the
Meditation.
meditation in the field.
你看，雅各的父亲以撒，以撒也是一个懂得在田间默想的人。默想什么？他没有告诉我们。
You see, Isaac, Jacob's father, is also a person who knows how to meditate.
所以弟兄姊妹，你晓得安静默想不一定需要进到修道院。
So, brothers and sisters, you know, the meditation doesn't call for going into monasteries.
不错 ,Thomas Kempis 在修道院里面，在 Augustine 修道院里面。
Indeed, Thomas Kempis was in a monastery.
他说你要安静下来，你要独处，学会独处，你要思想生与死，很多事情都过眼烟云可以放掉。
He said, you need to be alone, you need to think about life and death, and many things will just pass away.
但是我们不一定需要去修道院，一样可以学会安静，学会独处，学会面对面对神。
But we don't have to go to monastery to learn how to be alone, how to talk to God.
我的经验是我们没有耐性。我们坐在那里读经祷告，三分钟觉得非常非常长。
My experience was that we are impatient when we read.
那你同样滑手机，三十分钟过去你都不知道。为什么
？But on the contrary, when you slide on your phone,
一个字一个字 engage, 是不是专心，真正集中力量
？When you slide on your phone, you don't realize after 30 minutes passed, and one word to explain is engagement.
当你拿到一段经文在那里，比如说读诗篇的时候，你要默想啊。
When you read a verse, for example, Psalm,
真的要默想。我跟你们说，我花了四年，现在有些弟兄姊妹跟着读诗篇。花了四年把诗篇150篇都写了。
I meditate through the whole 150 psalms in 4 years time.
这个诗篇是我叫它实用诗篇，分作四部分。
I divided into 4 parts, calling practical psalms.
第一部分是查背景，写诗的背景，诗人的背景，为什么写这篇诗，相关的事情是什么。
First part is about the background of the poem, about the author and why he wrote this psalm.
不是 poem, psalm. 他的怎么来的？你看很多诗有诗题，就告诉你的背景。
And how did it come? There is some blurb of the psalm, and you'll know that.
这个花时间就可以找得出来，不难。
And this only takes some time. It's not difficult.
第二部分我写什么？默想。
The second part is meditation.
因为很多人默想诗篇是海阔天空，应该不是海阔天空，天马行空，根本没有规矩，想到哪里根本完全不相干的事情，跟写诗人没有关系。
Many people when reading the psalm, they are thinking about very fancy things, not really related to what the author was meaning.
所以这样读诗篇不好。
That was not a good way to read the
psalm. 我才第一次才说好，先把背景弄清楚，不会乱解经。
So I started with the background so that I don't have a wrong exegesis.
第三部分写什么？写怎么样在诗篇中间用对话的方式来带领查经。
I say I wrote how to use a conversation to lead the Bible study of Psalms.
你知道我很多年以前有一个心智，把每篇圣经用5个问题，让人去读的时候就可以深入思想。
You know I have a deep resolution years ago that I want to give 5 questions to each paragraph or passage of the Bible to let people meditate onto it.
那时候我唯独诗篇没有写。
And then, I only didn't write that for the Psalms.
所以我把它这回补充起来，用五个问题，每篇诗5个问题来帮助弟兄姊妹们怎么理解这篇诗篇。
So I make that supplemental with 5 questions each Psalm to help brothers and sisters to understand the Psalm.
第四部分就是写了大纲，有人要拿诗篇讲道，拿起来明白了就给添上材料，可以讲道。
The 4th part is about the outline of the Psalm, serving for the people who needs the sermon on based on that.
我花了4年写这本书。
It took me 4 years to write this book.
最难的是什么？默想部分。
What was the most difficult part? It was the meditation.
为什么难
？Why is it difficult?
你在那里默想。
When you meditate.
默想。
Meditate.
默想。
Meditate.
没有灵感。
There's nothing comes to you.
尴尬不尴尬
？Is it embarrassing?
你也不能胡诌一场，对不对
？And you can't just say.
怎么办
？Arbitrary words.
空白。
How's that?
那空白怎么出书？
It's blank. How can a blank be a blank?
我告诉你，最难是默想，最难的是默想。
I'm going to talk, tell you.
我不怪弟兄姊妹很多时候默想的就是魂游向外，就觉得没有意思，过了一会儿就起来了，因为没有东西。
I don't deny that brothers and sisters may feel it's so empty when meditating because there's nothing coming up.
这就是我相信我们必须忍耐，必须花时间的原因。
And this is why I believe that we have to.
在主的面前，坐在他的面前。
In the presence of God.
那不仅这样，读圣经。头一件事情不是去找参考书。
Not only this, the first thing when we read the Bible is not to look for reference.
我知道，我参加过很多查经班，带领的人都是花了很多功夫去准备材料。那材料是在那里，是你可以用的。
I was involved in many Bible study groups, and I know they've been so, taken efforts of looking for the reference to for resources.
但是最糟糕的。
But the worst.
就是以为你读了前人那些资料，以前的人那些资料，心血结晶读了。
Is that when you read those works by previous authors?
而且你读懂了。
And you understand them.
你的脑筋很好，记住了。
And your brain is good to remember them.
你就以为你是。
You just thought you are.
你以为你就是你读出来的东西了。
You think you are the thing that you read.
你们要彼此相爱。
You're going to love each other.
读了很多很多很多，都读懂了，讲的头头是道。
You read many reasonable explanations.
去查经班查完。
And when you come back from the Bible study.
这就是弟兄，你准备的很周全。
And they said to you, brothers, you have a very comprehensive preparation.
你就立刻沾沾自喜。
You're going to self,
洋洋自得
little,
口中说哪里哪里哪里
you say, you meant to be humble.
Where
you meant to be humble
心里怎么样 我真不错
I'm so great
人人都佩服我
People admire me
你在夸赞自己
Your gratitude in yourself
爱是不自夸
The love is not
你在讲爱是我们彼此相爱，然后你夸赞自己。
When you are talking about loving each other, but you are just loving yourself.
最要命的，你以为你已经是彼此相爱了。
And the worst thing is that you think you are loving each other.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们到主的面前需要安静，需要默想，需要等候主光照我，让我知道。
We need to be quiet. We need to wait. We need to be patient.In the presence of God, so that God will enlighten us.
所以你知道，在帖撒罗尼迦前书后书里面讲这个要安静。
So you know when in the first and second Thessalonians,
你一定会看见，你一定会想到当时的背景，一定是帖撒罗尼迦教会里面有很多人是不安静的，有不少人，至少有几个是不安静的。
You should realize that in Thessalonian church, there must be some people that are not quiet.
不然为什么这两处安静新约里面就几处一处是哥林多前书为什么就是帖撒罗尼迦前书后书讲这个话要安静立志做安静人
Otherwise, why the New Testament talks about the quiet here with only a few,
你直接的了解话多的人就不安静对吗
You know that the people who talk more is not quiet.
尼索森写了一本书这个名字他写的一篇不是一篇书一篇文章一篇信息吧叫做漏与飘漏是屋檐漏水飘是轻飘飘风一吹就吹散了
He wrote a book or more like a message talking about the leaking and
我印象很深尼索森讲漏与飘的时候他说话多的人把生命漏掉了
I remember it very clearly that in this passage that he says the people who talk much loses or leaks his life.
他举个例子，讲话不容易，用写出来比较好一点，不那么难看。
He used an example that talking is not.
他说你记得圣经里有一个故事叫做血漏的妇人吧
？You know, there is a story in the Bible about a bleeding woman.
Hemorrhage.他就说你不知不觉生命一点点漏掉了你都不知道
and you're not realizing that your life is leaking
结果你觉得非常的虚弱
and you become very weak
飘是什么呢什么话都说的都是随便说 顺口开河，讲完以后你所有生命都飘走了，轻飘飘的，这个人说话没有分量。
And what is frivolous that you're speaking anything you want, but afterwards your words are just gone and people don't take serious of your words.
但是其实这个字的意思，原来的意思哈，这个 Sokazayan 这个是希腊文，很难念，不去管它。它的意思啊，英文表达得很好。
But this original Greek word is better explained in English.
有一个字叫做 busy.
There's a word called busy.
另外一个字叫做 busybody.
There's another one called busybody.
大家英文稍一点有知识就说 busybody 就是那些多管闲事的人。
And there's something to note that the busybody just means some people who is nosy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做不安静？就是不守本分。
So, brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be unquiet, which is nosy?
哥林多前书里面告诉我们说，聚会的时候制造混乱的人是不安静的人。
So in the Corinthians, the Bible teaches us that the people who make conflicts is not a quiet one.
他里面先有混乱，所以他把混乱带到聚会中间来。
He is chaotic inside, so he brings that same chaos to the congregation.
所以保罗知道帖撒罗尼迦教会有这些问题，有这些背景，所以说要安静，做安静人。他的给的解方叫做做安静人。
So Paul, knowing the background of Thessalonian church, gives the instruction of being quiet.
第二个，我刚才说这篇信不是信息，不是什么大道理。
Brothers and sisters, I just said this message is not a big lesson.
大道理你看见要效法基督，你看见了要做一个活着就是基督的人。
The big picture is something like to follow Jesus, to live is belong to God.
但是小处着眼，你怎么可以活着就是基督？
But from the small places, how can you live to be as Jesus?
你怎么可以效法基督？
How can you imitate him?
从最基本的开始。
From the very basics.
不要跳过去，一下就进大学了。先从小儿园、幼稚园开始。
Don't leap over, starting from kindergarten and then elementary school.
今天我把孩子们带到面前来。
Today I called the children here.
哪一个孩子，哪一个父母亲，不是从他们生下来就把他们抱抱怀产，又喂又跟他们清理，把他们带大的
？Is there any parent that is not hugging him, hugging them, feeding them since they were born?
没有一个生命，属灵生命也是这样，没有一个属灵生命是一蹴而就的。
No life can leap forward as well as spiritual life.
这篇信息如果对那些自以为已经，哎呀，我已经很成熟、很 mature 的人了，那你一点都不要听。听下去，听到这里，真的你没有觉得我告诉你什么。
So if you think you're mature, then don't listen to the sermon.
但是如果你真的是想要从属灵生命开始，也许今天你就知道，先学习做一个安静人。
But if you really want to grow up in spiritually, then the first thing you may note from today is to be a quiet person.
圣经里虽然没有直接讲这句话，很多地方告诉我们要安静。
Even though the Bible didn't explicitly say this word, but there are many places teach us to be quiet.
比如说雅各告诉我们要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。为什么？
Because Jacob teaches us to be quick in listening but slow in speaking. Why?
因为我们都太快，慢慢的，要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
We should be quick at listen but slow at speaking and slow at become angry.
还不是快慢的问题。
And it's not really a question.
你能不能听完别人讲话？
It's also a question that we can really listen to other people finishing.
今天早上我在看一些。别的教会的组织信息吧，看见有一个地方他讲的某个传道人，他说他从来不打断别人的话，如果被打断了他也不捡回来说，等你们说。
This morning I listened to some other church's Sunday sermon, and there's a preacher at other church who never interrupts other people speaking, and if he's interrupted, he's not going to take back.
我也不知道他所讲的有多少是不是百分之百正确，也许他有背后你没看见的地方，但是是好话，学习会听别人说话。
I'm not sure if it's 100% accurate. Maybe there's something we don't know behind, but it's a good, it's an,
没关系, 我告诉各位, 我天性也不是安静。
It doesn't matter. I can tell people, tell you guys here that I'm not a quiet one by nature.
学到现在还在学。
Learning until now, I'm still learning.
所以弟兄姊妹, 做安静人是我们属灵生命上必须学会的事情。
So brothers and sisters, being quiet is one of our must-have lessons in our spiritual life.
啊, 那我们想到了, 啊, 想到一个人, 圣经里很多这样的榜样, 对不对?
So we think of a person, there are so many role models like this in the Bible.
刚才我说雅各为人安静常住在帐篷里, 对吧?
Just now I talk about Jacob, who's a quiet person, always living in a tent.
但我想到这件事情的时候, 我第一个想到玛利亚。
But when I think about this one, the first 大家知道, figure comes into my mind.
约翰福音里面记载, 玛利亚, 对不对? 她坐在耶稣脚前。
In the Gospel of John, it is recorded that she was sitting by the feet of Jesus.
听神的话, 听耶稣基督讲话, 对不对?
Listening to Jesus Christ.
在那里享受神, 对不对?
Enjoying God.
她的姐姐就急躁不安, 啊, 马大来就说, 负责请教我的妹妹玛利亚来帮我忙, 我这里忙得很呢。
Her sister was quite busy and saying, let my sister come to help me.
马大, 马大, 因为许多的事思虑烦扰, 但不可少的只有一件。 然后说玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
And what did Jesus said? He said, Martha, Martha, you're being busied with so many things, and there's only one thing that is so blessed.
Martha
has chosen that.
马大安静不下来。
Martha is hard to be quiet.
我讲到玛利亚的事情, 我就想起我的同工。
When I thought about Mary, I thought about my, my brethren.
这个同工, co-worker, 我的同伴, 他跟我同一年蒙召, 一起进入门徒之家。
My co-worker was called during the same year and we went to the same ministry.
他比我小几岁。
He was a few years younger than me.
但是他刚刚40岁就接他去了。
But the Lord took him away when he was just
他很有才能, 他是UC Berkeley毕业的。
He was so talented, graduating from UC Berkeley.
读的是建筑,
majoring in architecture.
很有这方面的才能,
very talented.
但是主呼召他,
but God called him.
那个时候, 他也很做事很精明, 所以派他去采买, 啊, 我们那时候进门徒之家的时候, 所有的家具都是二手货。
Then he was quite financially clever, so he was sent to buy stuff for the church.
那时候我们算了一算, 每一个人的床8块钱。
Then we made a calculation.
当然这个是很多年以前, 1972年, 物价稍微便宜一点, 不过, 不是8块钱, 5块钱一张床。
So we made a calculation, it was back in 1972.
那个时候旧床可以买卖, 现在家都很严格, 旧床不许你卖, 怕你脏, 怕你有什么传染病什么, 不许卖了。 所以根本买不到, 那时候我们去Beverly Hill那种, 人家丢出来床, 多少钱呢? 哎, 随便你出个价钱吧, 5块钱买回来了。
Back then, in 1972, approximately $5 would get you a bed frame.
那我们的家具都这么来的, 是他去收集的。
So back then, the state of California still allows us to purchase the second-hand mattress and bed.
所以大家都说他是我们同工团里面的马大，忙得不得了。
Most of our beds came to us in this way, and we just call him the Martha of our co-workers.
但是就是这位姊妹,
but it is this very sister.
弹了一首好钢琴,
he could play a good piano.
后来又学 guitar.
And she learned guitar later.
写了这首诗歌, 刚刚我们唱的。
Wrote a few hymns that we won.
他是用英文写的, 我读给大家, 他英文怎么说, 有中文翻译, 我们看得见。 There's one thing, O Lord, there's one thing I desire of thee. There's one thing like David, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. 第二节 there's one thing, O Lord, there's one thing I desire of thee. There's one thing like Mary, that I may sit at the feet of the Lord all the days of my life, all the days of my life. Just to hear his word and feel his heart, I want to choose the better part. 第三段 There's one thing, O Lord, 我大概英文拼错了好多字哈 There's one thing I desire of thee. There's one thing like Paul, that I forget what lies behind. Reaching for what's ahead, reaching for what's ahead. I will press toward the mark for the prize, or the high callings of God in Christ. 所以我讲到玛利亚，我就想到这位姊妹。
她虽然 talking about Mary, I thought of this sister.
虽然外面忙得像马大一样，马不停蹄，马大就是马不停蹄。
Even though she was so busy like Martha,
但她的心告诉我们 she desired nothing more than that, 就是要像玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
But her heart told us that she was desiring nothing more than
只有一世我主，只有一世我心称羡，只有一世如大卫，我只寻求能居住在你殿，在我一生之久，在我一生之久，让我瞻仰主你的荣美，并让我求问于你殿内。只有一世我主，只有一世我心称羡，只有一世如玛利亚，我只寻求能安坐你脚前，在我一生之久，在我一生之久，让我聆听主恩言一生，我要拣选这上好福分。只有一世我主，只有一世我心称羡，只有一世如保罗，我要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直奔，向着标杆直奔，要得神在基督耶稣里从上召我来得的奖赏。弟兄姊妹们，只有一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, there's only one thing.
今天你迈出第一步。
Today you make the first step.
立志做安静人。
Resolve to be a quiet person.
在他的面前，坐在主的面前。
Sitting in front of the Lord.
学会独处。
Learn to be alone.
学会与主独处。
Learn to be alone with God.
学会和主面对面。
Learn to be face to face with Him.
把自己关在他的同在里面。
Close yourself to His presence.
学习听主说话。
Learn to hear He speaks.
在他的殿里求问。
And desire in His temple.
你想大卫说他要在殿里求问，他求什么呢？
You see that when David said to seek in his, to inquire in His temple, what did he inquire?
他说他要瞻仰神的荣耀，瞻仰什么呢？
To behold the beauty of the Lord, and what to behold?
据我了解，真正只有看得见的东西在圣所里面，他在外院里面，如果凭着想象进去，他只能看见两个基路伯。
To me, that if he is only to look what can be seen, what he could see in the temple was only two cherubims.
这两个基路伯是绣在木幔上面的。
And the two cherubims was fixed on the wood.
他怎么瞻仰神的荣耀呢？
How can he look on to the beauty of Lord.
但是好像大卫乐此不疲啊。
But it seems like he was so joyful that he didn't stop.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹们学习听主的话语。我没办法教你怎么听主的话语，因为主必须对你说话，我说的不算。
So may brothers and sisters learn to hear God speaking. It is not me that counts, but God.
我再说神怎么对我说话，对你没有用。
No matter how much I'm talking to you that God speaks to me, it doesn't work for you.
但是我要告诉你，他说话。
But I'm going to tell you, He does speak.
除非你自己去领受，在他的面前，你听不见他说话。
Unless you try to learn that yourself, you can't hear Him.
另外，我希望你做一件事情。
For another, I hope that you do one thing.
多看一些前人的传记。
Read some biographies.
不是看他的丰功伟业。
not to read his achievements.
戴德生，大家知道戴德生多了不起，他在中国对中国人中间做了多少了不起的事情。
People know that
Hudson Taylor.
The Hudson Taylor was so great, did great things to Chinese nation.
但是我要各位看的不是他的工作。
But what I'm asking you guys to read was not his work.
是他写给他妹妹玛利亚的信。
But the letter he wrote to his sister Maria.
那封信里面，他告诉他的妹妹，他如何发现在他的里面。
In the very letter, he told his sister how he discovered Jesus was inside him.
并且从此以后，他在侍奉，他在内地会的侍奉，改了面目。
And since then, his service in the Chinese congregation and churches changed.
因为他发现了这个内在生命的路。
Because he found the way of inner life.
外面的工作可大可小。
The outside work can be great or small.
不仅是因为恩赐的大小。
Not only because there is difference in the gift.
也是因为时代环境神给个人时机不同。
But also there is difference in the time, the age, and the environment God gives to each.
真正影响人，给人印象深刻的是这个人的属灵生命。
It is the spiritual life that truly affects someone.
真正给人影响的是因为他对于耶稣基督、对于神的认识。
It is his understanding of people and Jesus Christ.
所以不要追逐像粉丝一样追逐他们外面的工作大小。
So please don't chase after their works like fans.
要羡慕，我说是羡慕，不是批评。要羡慕他们跟主的关系。
But to admire, not to criticize.Using this word, the relationship
羡慕他们生命的品质
of them with Lord, and to admire their quality of life.
让基督成为你的一切
Let Jesus become all of your life.
让道成肉身再一次从你身上出现
May the incarnation be manifested.
让全教会都彰显耶稣基督
May the whole church.Be a manifestation of Jesus.
有一首诗歌 Habakkuk 写的 Frances Habakkuk 一个英国的女诗人叫 Living out thy life from me 从我活出你的生命 Frances Habakkuk 这首诗歌就讲到从我活出你的生命让人可以看见你
There's a hymn titled Living out
thy life
in me.
下次我们也许唱这首诗歌。
Maybe we can sing that next time.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我愿从我活出你生命，因为你用重价买赎回来。你如今活在天上，但是你也活在我们每个人的里面。Translated.
Lord, I pray to you that now you're living both in the heaven and also inside everyone's heart.
主，只是我们这个人何等的顽强。
Lord, it is how
stubborn.
How stubborn we are.
我们不愿意你在我们里面掌管我们的生活、生命。
We don't want you to live inside us, guiding our life.
情愿照我们自己意思而活。
But rather living under our wills.
一直要到我们到处撞得头破血流。
Until we are hit and broken.
才想起原来你是我们的救主。
We realize you are our Savior.
主啊，等到你拯救了我们。
Lord, by the time you save us.
我们还是不愿意让你做主。
We still don't want you to be our Lord.
只是因为挨打害怕了。
Because we are so afraid.
开始学习来亲近你。
And we start to learn to come close to you.
要讨你的喜悦。
And to seek your pleasure.
因为我们还是没有明白。
But we still don't understand.
你是我们的生命。
You are our life.
我们必须靠你而活。
We have to live by you.
好让你活在我们的里面。
So that you live inside us.
你在我们里面，我们也在你的里面。
You are in us, and we are in you.
你的救恩目的原来是与我们联合。
Your salvation was to connect with us.
好叫我们明白，我们或生或死，总是主的人。
In order so that we understand whether living or dying, we are belonging to God.
主啊，若是我们越早明白这样的真理，
Lord, as early as we can to understand this truth,
我们越早愿意让你来掌权在我们生命中间。
As early we would like you to govern us.
主啊，接受我们的奉献。
Lord, take our sacrifice.
接管我们的生命。
Take our life.
And let it be, 让它成为你所喜悦的。
And let it be your pleasure.
我们这样仰望你。祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We exalt you and pray to you in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.